That would be the Cardinals.
Close one?
No, not at all. Kind of excited about this. There's a certain general manager of a certain media outlet that I won't name, Cromwell Radio Group, that bet me that if the Cardinals would make it to the World Series and win the World Series, that I would have the opportunity to drive his automobile for a week.
Which is a Lincoln.
Oh, yeah.
Can he afford a Lincoln?
Oh, I think so.
Is this a new Lincoln?
Well,
or is this it's 1920?
No. It's pretty late model. All I'm going to tell you is that yesterday, might have been in the first inning still, I sent a note to him that said, you might want to get it detailed for me.
Because what we're going to do, if you still have it on a Saturday,
yeah,
drive it down to St. Louis and put it out in front of Busch Stadium and take a photo of it.
Oh, I guarantee you that we'll make that road trip.
Then we'll take a photo of it in front of Pappy's as we eat ribs.
Right.
I may not use a napkin at Pappy's that day until I get into the car.
Right.
Because you can always wipe it off on the leather seats. Those are nice napkins.
My favorite part about all this is that, you know, he goes, well, you're not taking it to St. Louis. Well, yeah, I am. I got things to do.
Do one other thing, too.
Yeah?
Tell me, make sure that gas tank is full.
Oh, absolutely.
Those things eat gas.
Yeah, and then he gets to drive my Yaris for the same week. So that's that'll be fun.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to enjoy it. I really am.
Okay, now listen.
Mm-hmm.
I am sick as a dog.
Yep.
So if you see me get up and walk out of here, it's just because I went into a coughing fit and I have to go to a hallway or somewhere.
I got you. Well, listen, you know, let's get the proceedings started here. Right. On the show this morning, we're going to get into some more of the Senator Sandoval
yes.
story. Boy, wait till you get a load of some of the numbers.
Has he been indicted yet?
It's got to be coming. And we've got a side story about his work with IDOT, which will...
Oh.
Yeah, wait till you get a load of this.
His work with IDOT?
Well, that's what I would...
Is that a polite way of calling it?
Yeah, maybe his pressure and all of that. So we'll have some fun with that as well. So it should be a grand time. We will get over to the... And if we've got time after we get through all of that, we're also going to visit with Jerry Johnson from the Arts Council.
Mm-hmm.
Also on the way, we'll have some fun, and we will visit, of course, with our friends at openthebooks.org.
Okay.
There's a new report out, and boy, you know, what one of Doug Wolf's favorite lines that he's used for... It must have been at least 6 years, has been follow the money.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, wait till you follow the money here. Boy, oh boy, wait till you follow the money.
Okay.
All right, we got to get over to the newsroom as Drew Haddon is standing by with a look at what he's working on first for the bottom of the hour. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, the man who has been accused of the murder of Cody Drew has been transported to Macon County Jail. Also, Tracy James of Mount Zion was sentenced to 74 years in prison on Tuesday. And a man who died in a motorcycle crash on 121 near Dalton City has been identified. These stories and more coming up at the bottom of the hour. In the Talk 101 newsroom, I'm Drew Haddon.
Thanks, Drew. Of course, right now, 6:11 the time as we get to our very first look at the morning sports.
All right, Scott, the St. Louis Cardinals pushed a record 10 runs across the plate in the first inning. Oh, that wasn't close, was it?
No.
Okay. And cruised to a 13-1 win over the Braves in the decided Game 5 of their National League Division Series in Atlanta. Tommy Edmond, Dexter Fowler, Colton Wong each had 2-run doubles. And they now move on to play the Washington Nationals. The Nationals are headed to the National League Championship Series against the Cardinals. Howie Kendrick hit a grand slam in the top of the 10th inning as they beat the Dodgers 7-3 in Game 5 of their National League Division Series in Los Angeles. The Nats hit back-to-back homers off Clayton Kershaw in the 8th to tie it. They'll face the Cardinals in the National League Championship Series, as I said, starting Friday in St. Louis, Missouri. There's going to be a lot of people calling it sick Friday.
Oh, I would bet.
What are you doing Saturday?
I've got a Illinois game to go to.
Oh. Okay.
I'll
just take Julie.
Would probably rather be in Bush.
Oh, yeah. It's do or die for the Rays and Astros tonight. They play the deciding Game 5 of their American League Division Series in Houston. Tyler Glasnow will pitch for Tampa Bay while Houston sends Garrett Cole to the mound. If the Astros win, they'll host the Yankees in Game 1 of the ALCS on Saturday. If the Rays win, Game 1 will be in the Bronx, New York. Old Super Bowl rivals playing tonight. It's the Giants versus the Patriots. New England, a perfect 5-0 on the season. The Giants, just 2-3. Bears making moves during the bye week. The team has re-signed tight end Bradley Sowell and released quarterback Tyler Bray. The Blues are at the Senators tonight. St. Louis 2-0-1 on the season after beating the Maple Leafs 3-2 on Monday. Blues have points in three straight games to begin the season. Ottawa comes in at 0-2-0. And, of course, you can listen to all the games this season for the St. Louis Blues right here on your official station for the Blues, excuse me, Talk 101 FM. And that's a look at Talk 101 Sports.
All right, thanks, Doug. We take a quick break. We are back with your five-day forecast. It comes up next.
This look at things happening around Central Illinois on Talk 101 is brought to you by the iconic Bluebell by the Lake in Pena. Live music, food, and fun. Visit Bluebell Bar and Club on Facebook. See you at the Bluebell. I'm Storm with a look at things happening around town. The Friends of the Decatur Public Library's second Saturday book sale is coming back on October 12th from 9:30 until 12:30. Hardback books are only $1 and paperbacks 50 cents. For information on this event and other events, please log on to DecaturRadio.com. Night in the Islands is coming to the Decatur Club Friday, November 1st to benefit Big Brothers Big Sisters. There will be live music, appetizers, celebrity bartenders, and a silent auction. The best part? It's free to attend. All of the celebrity bartender tips will benefit Big Brothers Big Sisters. Plus, those who purchase a boarding pass will have chances to win amazing prize packages, including the grand prize of a trip to the Dominican Republic. Visit DecaturRadio.com for more details. Coverage of this event on the Cromwell Radio Group is proudly brought to you by Refreshment Services Pepsi, Penelope Boutique, Soy City Vape Company, and the Community Foundation. Broadcasting live from the Talk 101 studio, brought to you by Tanzius Logan Funeral Service and Care. They want to remind you when you pre-plan your funeral, you have everything prepaid so that your family is also relieved of any financial burden. Visit LeaveMemoriesNotDebt.com.
Three great ways to listen online at DecaturRadio.com. On your mobile device using the DecaturRadio.com app or by tuning your radio to 100.9 FM. Now let's get back to the conversation. Here's Scott and Doug.
Busboom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. Welcome back to the program right now. Time for a look at your five-day forecast. Today, mostly cloudy skies, then a chance of thunderstorms. Should see a high of 76. On Friday, showers likely. Should see an overnight low of 63. On Saturday, sunny skies and a high of 54. Sunday, sunny, high of 62. And on Columbus Day, sunny and a high of 64.
And right now in downtown Decatur, it is 59. Taylorville is 57. Shelbyville, 57. Sullivan, 57. Clinton, 55. Sunrise this morning, 7 a.m. Now listen to this. First of all, the WAND-TV weather radar for the Talk 101 listening area, there's some rain between really Charleston and Effingham along Interstate 57 in Cumberland County. But listen to this. Northwestern Illinois, basically from Peoria all the way up to the corner of the state up there. What are the states up there? Wisconsin and Iowa on the corner up there?
Minnesota. Yeah.
They have a freeze watch.
Yeah.
A freeze watch starting at 10 o'clock tomorrow. 10 o'clock tomorrow night, I should say. Ending 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. So a freeze watch for Northern Illinois.
Denver today is going to, or maybe it was yesterday. I got to look at my story again, but I believe that they hit a high of 80, and they're going to drop 50 degrees, plus have at least a couple of feet of snow.
Too bad for Denver.
Yeah, that all of that in one day. You could be wearing shorts to go to work and have parkas on when you come home.
We're going to have to get to Mike King here very quickly, a story I'm going to have later. We're going to tell you about 2 million people not having power. And it's intentional out in California.
Oh, how much fun is that? All right. Well, we want to say good morning to Mike King from Merryman Herb Farm. And Mike, good morning and welcome. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
It is Herb Talk. And of
course,
let's go ahead and get to your disclaimer so we can get going on some topics.
All right. The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs.
All right. I want to get into this right out of the gate.
Oh, sure.
Because the guy is sick sitting next to you.
I know. He didn't let me know. Let's
talk about what folks ought to be thinking about putting in their toolkit to stay healthy.
Vitamin D. It's more effective than the flu vaccine. Much more effective. Clinical studies have shown and proven that. It has no negative side effects. You can start taking it now, every day. Generally, you take your body weight, multiply it by 30, and convert it to IUs. Most people take about 5,000 IUs a day.
My calculator doesn't go that high.
Okay. Well, if you weigh 100 pounds, that's only 3,000 IUs. If you weigh 200 pounds, kind of like me, that's about 6,000. So 5,000 is a really good standard dose for most people. That's what most of my customers take.
I take about 10,000, and I got to be honest, I haven't had a flu shot in my life.
Yeah, I have not either. I have not either. But I see what my customers, I deal with thousands of people, and I see what works and what doesn't work. So, and I've been doing it for over 100 years. I'm just joking. Actually, Mary Mann's been around since 1977, so over 40 years. And even before that, I was as involved in the health and in medical community. Anyway, another thing.
Garlic.
Yeah.
How good is garlic for the cold?
If you can handle garlic, actually there's a lot of studies to show that it's very effective against bacteria, viruses. If you can handle eating a clove, fresh clove of garlic every day, the science shows that it's actually more effective than about anything you can do. Garlic's awesome, but, you know, most people can't get beyond, you know, you can put it in the cooking and that makes it milder. Now, you know, I brought you in some elephant garlic,
which is
in the shallot family, and it's a lot milder. And all of the alliums, the onions, the shallots, garlic, all of those are extremely beneficial. They're all antimicrobial. And again, you know, a lot of the colds that we get right now may be bacterial based, but then again, they may be viral based. So you want to do a double-edged thing. One of the best things that I think that's really good, if you know it's a virus, is the elderberry. Got a lot of really good elderberry products. I like to take the immune support from New Chapter, which is mushroom-based. And I know last year I took that through the season, and I think I only kind of was off, you know, maybe had feeling bad for a day or two, but nothing really major. You know, again, the problem is, you know, once you get a virus or bacteria, it'll really take hold, and sometimes you have both. Sometimes you get both, but the mushroom-based products are awesome, phenomenal. And then we have all kinds of, like the yeast ferment metabolites and all kinds of different things. I would say, you know, everybody knows vitamin C and how beneficial that is. It's kind of common knowledge, but most vitamin C is actually synthetic. It's made from corn. Some people have problems with that because they are allergic to corn. And it's kind of strong. I mean, a lot of people know that vitamin C, the ascorbic, it's usually labeled as ascorbic acid, and it can kind of burn and create issues and so forth. The amla berry or the camu. I like amla a little bit better because it's a little less expensive. It's got some great properties. But the naturally occurring berries that are super high in a bioavailable, balanced C really give you great benefit, and you can take a lot more. And you don't, and dosage-wise, you don't have to take 1,000 milligrams of C. You can take 200 milligrams of the amla or the camu and get as good of a result, and it's more what we call sustained or extended relief.
Now, you know, as we talk about this, and Sarah just sent us a great question.
Okay.
How long, you know, like the garlic, for instance, how long can you keep that? It's a soft gel that I have, I know.
Right.
I think she has the same thing. Does that keep, or do you have to get worried about possibly replacing it?
Well, with the supplements, if you're taking the supplements, just look at the expiration date on the package, and usually it's a year, 2 years. There's a Kyolic. There's a lot of different brands. The allicin that is in there is what makes it stinky, and the thing is that's the active compound. So, you know, it's kind of it's one of the caveats with using garlic is it's smelly, and some people can't get beyond that. and it's very strong. But the compounds that are in garlic that make it very strong are the ones that make it also smelly, just like the bright colors, what we call the flavonoids, is what makes a lot of the fruits and the berries. The flavonoids in the elderberry is what makes it so active. So you got to kind of take that with that. I know people will roast garlic. They'll put a lot of garlic in their cooking, and that is really good. There's something about that fresh garlic that's awesome. But you could do a milder version, like, you know, the elephant garlic, which is a member of the shallot family. Again, garlic has, if you get online and you start looking at the research on fresh garlic, you'd be really amazed. And it's so cleansing and so wonderful.
Let's go to the phones. We say good morning. Talk 101, you got a question for Mike.
Well, just a statement, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
I'm taking the 500 milligram, the soft gels for the garlic.
Yes.
Taking two of those a day, and I'm not having any side effects at all. And
see, there you go.
Great with them.
Yeah. Yeah, some people, I'll tell you a trick. You probably already know this. You can put them in your freezer, and then they'll digest lower down, and you don't get the return. You're still going to get the smell probably coming out of your body because that's the nature of garlic. But some of the newer brands of garlic, the way they process it, they try to get the smelly, stinky part out and still leave the allicin and the other compounds in. They're getting better, and manufacturers are getting better and better at it. So, yeah, you know, that's wonderful. And, you know, it's one of the things that you can put in your tool chest or your war chest for the season. But vitamin D is another one that I like because you don't really even notice that you've taken it other than that you just feel a lot better. And it does a lot of other things. It's, you know, it's cancer protective. It's, you know, really good for your bones, as we all know. It helps to uplift your mood. It's good for your overall circulatory system. It helps with the whole, you know, the cholesterol and the whole body function there and vitamin D metabolism and on and on and on and on. The vitamin D is just absolutely, and I meant to say calcium metabolism, but the vitamin D is absolutely phenomenal.
Jim, thanks for the phone
call. Thanks, Jim.
Yes.
All right, my friend. I like that. Thanks. I like it when you call in because that gives me an idea what's going on out in the world. But I do see, you know, I don't know how many people a day, you know, 20, 30 people sometimes every day that I will talk to. You know, out at the store and also on the phone, I do consultations. And I talk to a lot of leading doctors, scientists, researchers, nutritionists across the country, and I learn a lot from that.
Is there a cold or flu multi-pill that you can take? So, you know, person that doesn't want to take like 15 different supplements.
We have, that's a great question. We have several different brands just right off the top of my head. There are some that have, you know, the echinacea in them. There's some that have some more of the exotic, like the yeast ferment metabolites. And they're all labeled, you know, cold and flu and so forth. We have a huge selection out at the store. We try to carry the ones that we get the best results with. And again, that's one thing we do at Merryman. If we don't sell very much of something, or if I don't hear out in the industry what some of the other stores and the other doctors and scientists and manufacturers, if I hear that something's not moving really well, then, you know, we don't mess with it. Zinc is another thing. There's a lot of, you know, the echinacea and zinc and elderberry. Those are really big. There's new things that are coming up all the time. But I was really impressed with the immune support from New Chapter that had all of the mushroom compounds in there. And they do a lot of other things for you. I mean, I could come, you know, we could talk about that. There's huge listings that mushrooms are so good for you. And I found that it gave me a little more energy. I felt better. And I seemed to have a greater resistance against disease and pathogens through the season. And now's when you really, I mean, they're already talking about the flu. There's some issues with the vaccine again, as always. They don't know if it's going to be on target again. You know, go figure. It's never seems to be on target. Maybe one of these years, they will. The scientists will get it figured out. But the problem with the flu is it changes. So, I mean, even through the season, the virus will change, and then they're dealing with the new, you know, H1N1, H1N5, whatever, they're dealing with a new variety there. So it makes it very difficult. The best thing to do is an overall holistic effect and make sure. And then that way you don't maybe, okay, so you're going to protect yourself against the flu, one virus. There's so many viruses and bacteria out there. You're not protecting yourself against any of those. And you need to really keep part of the problem, you know, and I'm going to probably get beat up on this, but part of the problem with the vaccine is it really doesn't help your body defend against anything else. And there's some studies to show that it may weaken your immune system overall against other bacteria and viruses.
Now, if you've got the quote unquote grumbly tummy,
How
do we keep that settled down without, you know, ingesting a bottle of milk of magnesia? Yeah.
Well, that's another whole bailiwick or area of expertise, whatever. When you have the stomach upset, one of the first things that I do, and it sounds weird, but I will actually go into the oregano. I haven't even mentioned that yet. Oregano is another thing I put in my war chest. I take an oregano, a vitamin D, and that immune support, and the AMLOC, camu vitamin C. So I'm taking mushrooms, the vitamin C, the D, and the oregano. That's what I personally do. And then I'll take some other things if I have to also, if I feel like it's really getting severe. But yeah, for the stomach, there's a... Again, you know, overall probiotics are really good. We have a new one called Thrive, which is absolutely, it's a spore probiotic. It's new. There is some things that there are a lot of things you can do to kind of calm your stomach down, like aloe and aloe, things like that too. That's a really good question, but if you've got the, what I call the going both ways, the vomiting and the diarrhea, that is horrible. And a lot of times that could be from food poisoning or just some really, really bad bug. And oregano, I have found, if you can get past the smell and the taste, and we have some really good ones. We have, you know, enteric coated that has like a vanilla taste to it. That can really help slow that down. If you can keep it down, that's the other problem too. When you get to that point, you know, when you first feel it coming on, like when you come home and you're like a little queasy after you've been to a buffet and you think, maybe I picked up something here. That's the time to do that, because that oregano will kill those viruses and bacteria, you know, directly in your stomach, so they don't produce the negative metabolites and the toxins and so forth from the food. And it's a common thing in the science to take oregano for food poisoning, actually, early on.
It is 6:29, Bus, Boom, and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur, Talk 101 FM, Herb Talk with Mike King.
Herb Talk!
And we are going to get over to the newsroom because Drew Haddon is standing by with a look at news. News is sour, of course, brought to you by our friends at the Brass Horn. The Brass Horn, located in the heart of downtown Decatur, providing big city selection with small town service, the Brass Horn.
In the Talk 101 newsroom, I'm Drew Haddon. Tracy Janes of Mount Zion was sentenced to 74 years in prison on Tuesday. Janes, who is 44, was convicted of 20 counts in June, which included predatory criminal sexual assault, and 14 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse. Janes was accused of repeatedly raping and molesting the victim, a young girl, from when she was in third grade until she was 13. Janes' defense attorney argued for a 33-year sentence, and the assistant Macon County State's attorney wanted Janes to receive 112 years. 74 years is effectively a life sentence for 44-year-old Janes. The man who has been accused of the murder of Cody Drew has been transported to Macon County Jail. Tuesday afternoon, Charles Gardner was booked into Macon County Jail. A warrant for Gardner was issued in September for first-degree murder. Cody was killed on August 9, 2018, outside of the winery after playing a gaming machine. Gardner and another man asked for part of his $150 that Drew had won. Ray James, who knows Gardner, was originally brought up on the charges, but his charges were dropped as the investigation furthered. A man who died in a motorcycle crash on 121 near Dalton City Tuesday has been identified. 57-year-old Daniel Judd of Springfield was the lone casualty of the accident. The wreck involved a motorcycle as well as a vehicle towing a boat and a second vehicle. Judd was traveling southbound when he crossed the center line and struck both vehicles. Daniel Judd was pronounced dead at the scene of the accident. In the Talk 101 newsroom, I'm Drew Haddon. For stories like these and more, go log on to DecaturRadio.com and check out the Night in the Islands tab for Big Brothers Big Sisters while you're there.
Want big city selection with simply small town service? Let me share with you a secret. It's the Brass Horn in downtown Decatur. George and Ryan have a great selection of men's clothing from dress to casual and everything in between, including accessories. Listen, you want to look your best, so why skimp? Shop a locally owned and operated store that simply provides you the best value for your men's clothing dollar. The Brass Horn, located at the corner of Merchant and Prairie in the heart of downtown Decatur. You owe it to yourself to come in today.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-frame building from Mansi Metal. These rugged pole barns are made right here in Mount Zion from the highest quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 durable colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will build you a barn, garage, utility shed, or stable designed to last generations. Stop by our Mount Zion factory or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEA Metal.com.
No matter what season it is, you can always count on your friends at Dale's South Lake and Coley's Corner Drugs. Our fast, friendly, and reliable pharmacy services include medication synchronization, free delivery, and insurance counseling. We have a unique gift selection including Yankee and Ribbon Wick candles, Fannie Mae candies, jewelry, kids and women's apparel, free gift wrapping, and more. Don't forget our postal substation at Dale's or grocery selection at Coley's. Order your refills on dalesrx.com or via our Coley's Drugs mobile app. Visit us today. We're friends helping friends.
Come to Shelbyville October 11th, 12th, and 13th for the annual Touchstone Energy Hot Air Balloon Fest. On Friday evening, October 11th, head out to Willow Ridge Winery for music by Dakota Danielle, meet and greet the balloon pilots, and have some wine and fun. On Saturday evening, October 12th, plan on coming over to the Shelby County Airport, west of town on Route 16 for a cookout. Balloon Glow at dusk, sponsored by J&R Collision Centers. Weather permitting, take a tethered balloon ride for charity and enjoy other activities for the whole family.
Cookout and other activities start at 4 in the afternoon. The Shelbyville Fire Department will be cooking up a great meal and visit the free kids area sponsored by Family Drug. Watch parachute jumpers from the Mid-America Sports Club out of Taylorville.
Thank you to these Balloon Fest sponsors, Willow Ridge Winery, Monocle's Pizza of Shelbyville, the Edward Jones Office of Tad Mayhall, Dr. Brown Family Dental Care, Jeremy Yokish, State Farm Agent, Shelby County State Bank, Shelbyville Lions Club, the Iron Cake, and IHI Turbo America.
To learn more, visit LakeShelbyville.com or call 774-2244. You can also search Lake Shelbyville Balloon Fest on Facebook. See you in Shelbyville Columbus Day weekend.
I'm meteorologist Jessica Dobson with your Talk 101 forecast. Good morning and happy Thursday. Your forecast from the Storm Center at WAND is calling for mostly cloudy skies with afternoon showers and storms looking likely. Highs today will climb into the middle 70s. For tonight, our showers and storms will continue, lows falling into the low and middle 60s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and storms are on the way with highs reaching the middle 60s. I'm meteorologist Jessica Dobson. Have a great Thursday morning.
Three great ways to listen online at DecaturRadio.com. On your mobile device using the DecaturRadio.com app or by tuning your radio to 100.9 FM. Now let's get back to the conversation. Here's Scott and Doug.
634, Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. Let's go to the phones here as we say good morning. Talk 101, who's this?
This is Bill.
Hi, Bill. You got a question for Mike?
Yes. I want to thank him because last September he talked about the oregano and stuff.
Yeah.
And I listened to the program for several years.
Well, thank you, Bill.
I work for IDOT, so I'm out in all that stuff floating around in the air.
Yep. And then the stress, too, of being inside and outside and all of that, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're starting our mowing season and all that. And I start getting the sniffles, and usually I take a little oregano and put it in my popcorn and eat it in the evening.
Yeah.
And that goes down really well. And since I've been doing that, I haven't really had the symptoms of the sinus and all that stuff that goes with it.
Wow.
So I want to thank you for that tip.
Well, Bill, thank you so much. Yeah, the oregano is absolutely awesome. And then the medicinal oregano, the Oregamax form, you can open up the capsule and use that as a seasoning and get an even more potent version. Sometimes the oregano that you buy as a spice can actually be sweet marjoram, but it does have some of the healing constituents in it. So that is absolutely phenomenal. Yes, and oregano is very good for when you have a lot of that. And I'll just talk a little medical here, but when you have that mucus flow, it's acidic and it can cause a sore throat, and then that can lead to additional bacterial growth and even a fungal growth, which can end up being bronchitis. One of the best things that we know to really shut that down and be antimicrobial is oregano. So it's great stuff. Thank you, yeah. Bill. Thank you, my
Thank
friend.
You.
All right, you're sure welcome.
Thanks for the phone call. How about that? See, people are happy. happy, happy, all over the place.
Oh, I just love it. I love it when customers come in and they're like, hey, did you know this and that happened? And sometimes some things don't work. That's why we carry a wide variety of products. Everybody is different. And sometimes what works for most people won't work for a specific individual. But we try to carry everything that so we can finally find something that will work or be beneficial. Hey, speaking of oregano, we need to talk about food here a little bit.
Well, let's talk about
food. Yeah, we've got the final, our barbecue series, gotten into the fall barbecue, October 21st, 2019 at 6 p.m. We have the final barbecue, and this is a Halloween themed barbecue. So here we go. I didn't know what kind of pork that he was going to fix. He's got grilled center cut pork chops.
Oh.
With Chef's Gooder barbecue seasoning, and so I have that barbecue seasoning and another choice. It's apricot Liz King of Beers barbecue sauce. We just got done with the beer themed barbecue, and we had everybody loved that King of Beers barbecue sauce. But now he's taking it up a gooderist, taking it up a notch, and added this apricot. And apricots are so good on pork.
Oh,
they
yeah.
go really well, so I can't hardly wait to taste. I have not had that one, so I can't hardly wait.
You put apricot jam on the top of a tenderloin? Oh,
yeah, that's what we're talking with this barbecue sauce. They've got the apricot jam and the glaze and the base, which is the spoon herbal. And then, well, of course, when you come to the cooking shows, you'll get the recipes too, which is really awesome. He's going to have, okay, here we go. Here's all the other fixins. We're going to have spinach and cabbage slaw with apples, cranberry, cucumbers, and creamy red pepper dressing. So that'll be your salad. And and you're going to get some spinach in there, which is very, very healthy. And the cranberries and the apples and the cucumbers and the cabbage slaw. I can't wait to taste that. That's going to be awesome. Saute of sugar snap peas, peppers, and Chef's Gooder vegetable seasoning. So there's some more veggies. Oh, here we go. Three cheese mashed cauliflower with melted onions, Chef's Super Gooder seasoning, and buttery crumbs.
Oh.
Okay, I'm done. I gotta get that one right now, man. That three cheese mashed cauliflower with melted onions, and Chef's Super Gooder seasoning and buttery crumbs. That just, Okay, we're not done. Truffle mustard potato salad with bacon, more bacon, and shredded Gouda cheese.
Boy.
Oh, wow. Boy. Oh, we're still not done. Grilled buttered pita bread with Chef's Gooder garlic bread seasoning. So you're going to, oh my gosh. And that cauliflower that's so healthy, and the potato salad, and the sugar snap peas, and the cabbage slaw, and the pork chops. And oh my gosh, I can't wait to try this.
What's for dessert?
Here we go. The dessert. Fuzzy peach. Pudding Delight.
Oh.
Don't ask me. I have no idea. All his desserts are awesome. It's only $25 per person. It's all you can eat. You get your drink included. There's generally no tipping. I mean, I'm sure Liz would love to get a tip. I gave her a tip the other day, Scott. When it's raining, you don't have an umbrella, and you stand outside, you might get wet. Yeah. Okay, Doug. Yeah, I give her tips all the time, but I'm beyond help. I'm always in trouble. Reservations with prepayment are required. Please give us a call. We usually can take up to about 60 people for these barbecues. We have 20 openings left. So it is fuller. So hurry up and call in. The deadline to sign up is Thursday, the 17th. So you really need to give us a call, sign up. You can come out if you want, or you can give us a call. We can put it on your charge card, come out, pay by check, cash, however you like. Chef will provide you with a full Gooder meal, and you also get demonstrations, and usually they don't allow me to demonstrate very much because I always get in trouble. Tips and the full recipes to take home and try for yourself. Sometimes you can even take home. Last time we had a lot of the other sides left over, and people were taking, for lunch the next day, the sides. Usually on the meat, you can come back and get extra helpings of that, but we usually don't let you take the meat home. But on all the sides, a lot of people do. Sometimes you can take the meat home, so you can do a take home on that too. But it's all you can eat, wonderful. $25 per person. That includes everything. So if you go to just like a regular restaurant, you know, you got to pay extra for the drink and you got a tip and all that. This is all included, and it's an all-you-can-eat buffet. So, and it'll be a lot of fun. We'll have the fire pit going, and clothing is not optional. Costumes are optional. It's still on here. I think Liz is messing with me.
I think she is. All right, we're gonna need.
And we got another one.
Well,
okay,
we need
all
to
right.
take a
yes, we do.
Another break
right.
here. It is 6:42. Bus Boom and Wolf. We'll be back. Mike King, more with Mike coming up next on Talk 101.
Wow, your truck sounds great. What did you do?
It is great, isn't it? I had Danny's Muffler install a customized exhaust system. Dual exhaust sounds really great.
It's amazing. Your truck has a healthy, strong sound to it. Can Danny's Muffler do that with anybody's truck?
Yep, just take it to Danny's Muffler and let them show you what they can do.
Danny's Muffler Shop at 1965 East Pershing.
Hey, Scott Busboom here for Head West Sub Stop. Have you made it in to try the baked potato soup at Head West Sub Stop yet? Team that up with one of their fantastic subs and you've got a great meal designed to beat the fall chill. Let me simply recommend you get over there for soup and sandwich today, a great menu of soups and subs that you can enjoy every day and warm up from the fall chill that's in the air. Make sure you check out Head West Sub Stop located at 136 South Oakland Avenue or order online at Head West Sub. Cubs.com, open daily 10 to 10.
So, you're a Cubs fan. Well, hold on to your helmet nachos, because Marquee Sports Network is coming with more Cubs than ever. In fact, more is a bit of an understatement. A huge home runs landing on Waveland-sized understatement. Because Marquee Sports Network will bring you pregame, postgame, game, behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, and on top of the scoreboard. A network as dedicated as you. Marquee Sports Network, the exclusive new television home of Cubs baseball. Coming February 2020.
Ashley Home Store's Columbus Day Sale is going on now. For a limited time, save up to 30% or get no interest for 6 whole years with no minimum purchase. Hurry in and discover huge savings going on now for a limited time. Only at America's number one furniture and mattress store. Shop and save today at Ashley Home Store. This is home. Online availability may vary. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Ashley Home Store's Columbus Day Mattress Sale is going on now. Right now, you can save up to $1,000 on select Ashley Sleep, Sealy, and Beautyrest Queen mattresses. Your choice now just $6.99. Or get no interest for 6 whole years with no minimum purchase. Hurry in and discover huge mattress savings during the Columbus Day Sale. Going on now for a limited time. Shop and save today at your Decatur Ashley Home Store, 3705 North Water Street in front of Target. Online availability may vary. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Bus Boom and Wolf. The longer you listen, the later it gets. Now let's check our watches and bring back Scott and Doug on Talk 101 FM.
Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. Welcome back to the program. And 6:45, Mike King from Merryman Herb Farm in with us. Mike, let's talk about a cooking school. And I know that we need to get information out about the high tea.
Yes, we don't want to forget about that. But we'll start with the fall cooking show series now. It's going to start. We're going to go inside. And again, the cooking shows are held inside the Merryman Tea Room, and the seating is more limited. We can't bring in 60 people. It's usually limited to around 24. There's only 12 openings left. I haven't even talked about it. It's filling up. So I don't know. We just got this done last Thursday. So anyway, November 11th, it's Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. And here is the menu. And again, I was telling everybody that we would do pork again. So it's breaded, dressed, stuffed pork chops with drunken fruit. I guess that's got like maybe a little bit of a liquor in there. With drunken fruit and butter melted onions. I'm just going to go for that. Roasted potatoes with Chef's Gooder seasoning for starches. It's a starch seasoning, so I'm going to have that on there. Sauté of garden carrots with Chef's Gooder vegetable seasoning. And all these seasonings are available at Merryman now. When you first go into the store, they're right to the left, got a big display, and the barbecues and everything are all there. 3 mushroom and green bean casserole with truffle mustard cream. Roast squash salad with pasta alley noodles. That's a wonderful company. We sell the whole pasta alley line. Balsamic and creamy roasted red pepper drizzle. So it's the roasted squash salad with pasta alley noodles, balsamic and creamy roasted red pepper drizzle. Drop biscuits with Gouda cheese and Chef's Super Gooder seasoning. Are you sitting down, Scott? Mm-hmm. You sitting down? Chocolate and blackberry drop cake with sweet crumb topping.
Yep.
I think I'm going to go just for that. It's only $25 per person. Reservations with prepayment are required. And again, Chef will provide you with a full Gooder meal. And on these, you get a lot more of the demonstrations. So he will probably show you how to make a lot of these things and answer any questions. Even at the barbecues, he goes around and talks to everybody. And it's a great opportunity to learn, if you have any questions, to learn how to cook different things. Like if something doesn't turn out right for you, Chef will have the answers. He's the executive chef at Millican. He's taught at Richland. And he's a very good teacher. He's a lot of fun. Now, I can't forget about the 30th annual Merry Man Christmas High Tea. We've been doing it for three decades now. December 14th, 12 to 2 p.m. The cost is only $15. And Liz wants you to join her for an afternoon high tea with an array of both sweet and not-to-be-forgotten savory treats. She's chosen 12 special goodies to serve with our berry tea and some aspen spice and mulled cider spice. And it's going to be just an afternoon to thrill the taste buds and bring a little extra joy to your Christmas season. We're also going to have some Christmas stories and insights on Christmas traditions, elves, and Santa folklore. And she's done a lot of research. She reads a lot of cool stuff and has a lot of neat stories. So that is, again, only $15, December 14th. That is a Saturday, 12 to 2 p.m. And that's all with our barbecue cooking schools, all that kind of stuff. And, again, give us a call. You've got to reserve in advance. Chef does the shopping sometimes 2 or 3 days in advance. Oh, one more thing. I want to just squeeze this in before we got to go. We are also doing the prime rib extravaganzas. There's a little bit of an update. We're definitely doing one on December 16th. I will let you know as soon as I know about that. That's the big Flintstone prime rib extravaganza. The second prime rib dinner date, I was saying on the 9th, they put to be announced on it, so it may change. But we are definitely doing one on December 16th. And we've already got a huge listing of people that want us to call for that one. And we can only usually bring in about 24 to 26 people. That is an evening of awesomeness. So, I'm Mike King from Merry Man Herbs. We're located at 1405 Merry Man Lane in Decatur, Illinois. You can give us a call at 217-429-1555. That's 217-429-1555. And we're open daily 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday and noon to 5 on Sundays. And you can find us on the web at www.merryman, that's MARIMANN.com, or on Facebook at Merryman Herbs with an S.
If folks want to have you talk about a topic, can they call you out at Merryman Herb Farm and suggest a topic they would like you to talk about?
On the show, you mean here?
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. I also go out and give talks, too. I give talks to groups. We actually had a group yesterday. We have groups out at the farm. And I can give tours, I can give PowerPoint presentations. And yeah, if you want me to do some research or talk about something, I can't claim any cures, but there are some really awesome supplements and nutraceuticals now. I was going to give you a little bit of a news release. There's some new information. I'll talk more about it on the next show. And that is concerning the curcumin. It's really good as a pain reliever. They've compared it to some of the other pain relievers that have side effects, and of course the curcumin does not. And it's very exciting news. So it's an awesome
that
supplement.
That phone number again out at Merryman Herb Farm is?
Yes, 217-429-1555. That's 1555. 217-429-1555.
All right, Mike. All right. It's always great job.
Oh yeah.
And
Thank you guys.
Talk to you again next week.
Yes. All right. Bye now.
I think I stumped him on a couple questions there.
I think you did, yes. I